From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kate Fisher. US presidential candidate Donald Trump has signed a pledge ruling out an independent run for the White House. It means the billionaire will only run as a Republican candidate after the party officials forced him to show his full support for the Republicans. The latest polls extend Trump's lead to 30%. Our correspondent Nick Harper was at the event in New York where Trump made the announcement. And he says unless he breaks his promise, he can now only run as a Republican.
That effectively means that he is now all in with the Republican Party. They wanted him to sign this so that it would rule out him running as an independent, because that has always been the worry. At the TV debate a month or so ago, he said that he wasn't fully happy to pledge his support to the party if he didn't get the nomination. So there's always this thinking for the party and for the voters that if he didn't get the nomination, he would just run as an independent against the Republicans and against the Democrat nominee.
The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has taken a defensive stance at a press conference in Brussels, saying the refugee crisis is essentially a problem for Germany. Hungary has been heavily criticised by the European Union for building a razor wire fence on its Serbian border. The EU says Hungary is turning its back on the bloc's commitment to human rights. Well over 100,000 people a month are entering the EU at the moment, seeking sanctuary from war-torn countries they've fled like Syria, Iraq, Eritrea and Afghanistan. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán says the onus to resolve the crisis should rest with Germany.
The problem is not a European problem. The problem is a German problem. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary. So we don't have difficulties with those who would like to stay in Hungary. Nobody would like to stay in Hungary, neither in Slovakia, nor Poland, nor Estonia. All of them would like to go to Germany.
A judge in the US state of Kentucky has sent a county clerk to jail after she refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. The judge found Kim Davis to be in contempt of court after she repeatedly denied marriage licenses, citing her religious beliefs and God's authority. When asked about the jailing, President Obama's spokesman Josh Earnest said it was a matter for the courts.
The success of our democracy depends on the rule of law, and there is no public official that is above the rule of law. Certainly not the President of the United States, but neither is the Rowan County clerk. That's a principle that is enshrined in our Constitution and in our democracy, and it's one that obviously the courts are seeking to uphold.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A Guatemalan judge has ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to be held in prison while hearings take place over his alleged role in a huge bribery scheme. On Tuesday, Congress stripped him of his immunity from prosecution, which opened the way for criminal charges to be brought against him. He has denied any wrongdoing. The vice president has been sworn in as an interim head of state ahead of elections this Sunday. US Vice President Joe Biden is sounding like he wants to run for the presidency, according to political watchers. The vice president is on a six-day speaking tour that has the look and feel of a campaign, with set-piece speeches and meetings with possible donors. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
To a group of Jewish American voters in Miami, Florida, US Vice President Joe Biden listed his credentials, sounding an awful lot like a qualified presidential candidate.
I've traveled, as of today, 992,894 miles for the president. I have met with virtually every major leader in the world.
He was trying to sell this key voting bloc on supporting the Iran deal. But the trip, which will take him from Florida to Atlanta, Georgia, to Pennsylvania, is also peppered with meetings with top Democratic operatives and donors. The problem is, it is late in the game to organize a presidential campaign. And the most recent Reuters poll shows just 17% support Joe Biden to run for the White House, as opposed to Hillary Clinton's 44% support.
Actress Sally Field and author Stephen King are among those who will be honoured in a White House ceremony next week. The White House says the Oscar-winning Field has displayed dignity, empathy and fearlessness in her performances over many decades. King is being honoured for a prolific body of work in horror, suspense, science fiction and fantasy. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Kate Fisher reporting.